This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're looking at the writings during the 80s. I explained that my first writings were the Islamic Studies series, books 1 to 4. Which were originally books 1 to 6, but in publication, I went as far as books 1 to 4. At the same time, the issue of necessity requiring me to write came up through the channel of da'wah, calling people to Islam. In the 80s, mid-80s especially, onwards, I became involved in promoting Islam among non-Muslims in Riyadh. And what I did was to develop the first, you could say, da'wah booklet for the Islamic Call and Guidance Centers, which began in Riyadh. I was with those who founded the very first one in Al-Batha in Riyadh, and those centers spread out across Saudi Arabia. All major cities ended up having them. So some material was needed for giving to non-Muslims to get an idea about Islam. In the mid to late 80s, I was invited to a major lecture in Dammam, where in one of the football stadiums, people from the ministry, which of Awqaf, had organized this lecture and had brought basically Filipino workers to this stadium. And they brought quite a large number because there were many Filipinos coming to Riyadh and working on various projects there. So they brought thousands and thousands of them. They filled the stadium. And I gave a talk, which I prepared, called The True Religion of God. And alhamdulillah, the talk was well received, and a number of people accepted Islam afterwards. And it was suggested to me that I put this in the form of a booklet. So I sat down to write a small book, a booklet, entitled The True Religion of God. This is the booklet. Now, it has been translated into many different languages. You can see it's the same cover. And the language here is Filipino. And it's been translated into Hindi and into many, many other languages. You can find them on islamhouse.com. They have in Bengali, in Nepali, in many of the various languages that da'wah, or the effort to invite people to Islam, was active. Alhamdulillah, this booklet, which basically rationally looked at the need to question what we believe in. Are we sure that we are following, in fact, the true religion of God? Because, of course, there are so many different religions, and all the religions claim that they are the true religion of God. So it invited those to question, since we didn't choose this religion, we were just born into it, whatever religion we're in, and invited them to look at what are the criteria for a true religion. And then showing that Islam, in fact, is the only religion which fulfills those criteria. Now, this book has a little more to it, in that after I had published it, and it was printed in the multiple thousands and probably went into millions, etc. This book needed an upgrade. So what I did was I decided to rewrite it and expand on it a bit. And then I gave it to both of my parents to go over. And I asked them to look it over and let me know whatever they thought was off, not quite clear or illogical or whatever. And they came back to me with a number of points, etc. And I went through and corrected, changed, modified, etc. Until they said, yeah, it's fine. Now it's fine. So what I next did was to say to them, are you sure there's nothing wrong with it? It's now clear and you've understood it. It's logical, etc., etc. And they said, yes, 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 yes. So at that point, I said to them, so why don't you accept Islam? So this became a means for me to give them da'wah, to invite them to Islam, my own parents. And it caught them. They said, okay, give us a copy of the Quran. We'll start to look at it seriously. And I mean, they were never opposed to Islam. They were quite comfortable with living amongst Muslims. They spent many years, 20, 30 years living amongst Muslims. Most of their friends by that time were Muslims. So they were quite comfortable with Islam and Muslims in that sense. But to take it on themselves, that was another issue. But anyway, this was a method of da'wah which I used with them. They did later on in 93 accept Islam. Not directly from that book, that's another story. But that is the significance of the book in the sense of its evolution, development, and its origin. The true religion of God. I've done an upgrade of it since then, maybe about 10 years ago, called Is There a True Religion? I gave a lecture about that in Qatar, and that was incorporating the true religion of God along with further concepts to help people understand that there must be a true religion and ultimately that true religion is in fact Islam. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.